As of today, the traffic regulation order has been sealed, which means that the speed limits along Toneway are now enforceable. Those of you that have been travelling along there since the resurface will have noticed that there are now 40 mile an hour speed limit signs up. So just to let you know, the 40 limit starts at Wicks Roundabout, runs then through to the roundabout that goes across the viaduct, and it then travels the whole of Toneway through Junction 25, then it drops to 30 to go out through Henlade past the park and ride. Now, everybody's been jumping up and down and saying, what are you doing this for? Blah, nobody's going to take any notice, blah, 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 blah. There are reasons why the County Council have taken the decision. First of all, the number of people that were getting caught by the police just past the park and ride in the 30 started to give concern to both the judicial people and to the police. And the problem you have there is that it is street lit. Now, as soon as you get anything that's street lit, exactly the same as it is outside the studios or anywhere in Taunton, that becomes a 30-mile limit by definition. It's called a restricted road under the terms of the Highways Act, and it is a 30-mile-an-hour limit unless, in some locations, it's put up, and then there will be repeaters to tell you it's not 30. But we are not allowed to put in repeaters to tell you that it is. And all of these people were getting caught and saying, well, we didn't know it was 30. Well, the street lit 30 has been in since 1937. So everybody should know about it. But as a responsible authority, we've got to look at everything that occurs there. We could not, under any circumstances, put the speed limit up in Henlade or past the park and ride. There's a very big set of traffic lights there. There are pedestrian crossings there. Totally unviable. So we then got to look at what else we can do. So what we decided to do is to start the 30 a little bit off the motorway, so that there will be two large 30 roundels to tell you by the Blackbrook that you're going into a 30 limit. We're going to then bring the 40 back along the dual carriageway and through the traffic lights and back up towards the viaduct. Now, the reason for that is that my team have discovered over the last year or so, there's been quite an increase in shunt accidents at Creech Castle on those traffic lights. It's because there's lots and lots of traffic about. Now, those shunt accidents, because of queuing traffic, have moved along the Toneway dual carriageway back in the general direction of where Asda is. So, therefore, we need to bring the speed of traffic down along there to try and either stop those shunts or minimise the damage caused by them. So that's why the speed limit along Toneway has come down to 40, and it also allows our engineers, if we've got to go in and do any work at all, we can go in there with the traffic speeds brought down. So that's the reason behind it. It becomes legal today, and there will be checks being made.
I was going to ask you, actually, are the speed cameras going to be up there?
No, we currently Somerset don't have...
There was one there for ages,
yeah,
wasn't there?
And currently then... Somerset don't operate fixed speed cameras anywhere in the county. However, having said that, the police, I am sure, will be putting the mobile camera where there are areas where the mobile camera could go out. That's something for discussion between us and them. If people are going to break it, and I travelled it coming back from Plymouth last night, and I, being dutiful, stayed at 40 miles an hour, and I was the only Burke that did, because I was overtaken by virtually everything. Now, I know 40 is slow. It is within the Department for Transport guidelines for urban dual carriageways, so we've done everything we possibly can. It's also for casualty reduction purposes, so I'm comfortable with it. If you want to break the speed limit, somebody said to me, everybody's going to wholesale break it. Well, carry on. But there are speed limits, and there are speed limits, and there are legals, and there are laws. You, are, as a responsible driver, should keep to them. With respect, it's not your decision to say whether it should be there or not. There are reasons why most of them are there. We don't always get it right. But it's a 40 limit, and you should comply with it. And if you don't, well, you could be staring down the barrel of £100 and 3 penalty points on your licence.